The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, this week published its final rule on traceability requirements in the Federal Register for livestock moved interstate. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Chief Veterinarian Dr. Kathy Simmons said they are encouraged that many of the priorities of cattlemen and women have been included in this final rule.
Under the rule, unless specifically exempted, livestock moved interstate would have to be officially identified and accompanied by an interstate certificate of veterinary inspection or other documentation, such as an ownership or statement or breed certificate. The final rule accepts the use of brands, tattoos, and breed registration as official identification.
Dr. Simmons said the final rule is one that will help reduce the number of animals involved in an investigation and reduce the time needed to respond and decrease the cost to producers.
Most important to cattle producers is the announcement by USDA APHIS that a separate rulemaking process will take place for beef cattle under 18 months of age. Currently, the final rule allows beef cattle under 18 months of age, unless they are moved interstate for shows, exhibits, rodeos, or recreational events, to be exempted from the official identification requirement.
And while the final rule mainly focuses on cattle, it does also leave in place existing poultry-related traceability regimes and requires records to be retained for poultry for 2 years. The rule now becomes effective on March the 11th. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.